Walking Dead by Greg Rucka. Narrated by Jonathan Davis.
Chapter 1. People came to Kobuleti to hide. It's why we were there. And it's why Bahar Lagidze had brought his family there. And I knew it. And I never asked him why. I should have. I was awake but unsure of it, my eyes suddenly open, the last whispers of dream vanishing, leaving me with no true memory, just the impression that it had been unpleasant, that I had done things of which I was not proud. Full moon blue filtered into the bedroom. Shadows swayed behind the thin curtains as long pine boughs rocked in the breeze. Our dog, Miata, an old Doberman with no voice, was pacing at the door. I tried to focus my blurred vision on him as he turned a circle in place, raised a paw to scratch at the door, then glanced back my way. I fumbled my glasses off the nightstand and onto my nose, watched as he repeated the sequence. It had been the noise or the motion or both that had pulled me from sleep, and I knew the behavior for what it was, and it shifted me fully awake, and I put a hand on Elena's shoulder. "Trouble," I said. She murmured, refusing to surface. "Wake up." I'd been speaking in Georgian. I switched to Russian. "Trouble." I looked to the door in time to see Miata finish another circle, this time to fix me with a plea in his eyes. Any other dog, I'd have thought he was fighting a weak bladder. I slipped out of bed, felt the hardwood immediately leach heat from my feet. There was